We have Kyle from Sticks and Stuff in St. Albans on the line. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, everybody. I hope everyone gets home safe. I know it just barely turned to sleet and freezing rain at my house. I just heard it bouncing off the window, so take your time on the way home.
Ooh, yeah. I've been watching the roadways with a certain amount of caution on a traffic map and left an update in about 10 minutes' time. Metal roofing is something you want to talk about today.
Yeah, so a lot of people are coming in, and whether you lost track of time or the weather just changed really quickly, if it is a, you know, a smaller project or a bigger project, you could do it for a house. A lot of people are in for wood sheds and sugar houses, and probably one of the most durable, cost-effective, and quickest ways would definitely be like an ideal metal roofing panel, which we order a lot of at all of our locations. We do stock it 8-foot to 16-foot increments in a regular galvanized, but if anybody is interested in a color, they've got about 24 different colors. They can come in and talk to us. You can order it to the inch, so it can make your project really quick. But this time of year, it's really nice because the snow will slide right off of it. It's a lot more durable than asphalt shingles can be in the long term, and it's just a really easy, quick option as far as roofing goes, and a lot of people have been in asking about that because they just don't have the time or want to put the energy into an asphalt shingle roof. So.
And heating cables and snow defenders.
Yeah, so we also stock snow defenders, which are kind of like a little wing that you can screw on in a certain pattern to your roof. If you have certain areas where you don't want all the snow sliding off at once, whether it's an area that has like a constant pedestrian travel or over certain doors, like an exit door from your garage, you can screw these on in a pattern and they help to hold the snow so that it melts evenly instead of all sliding off at one time. We have those in several different colors. We have them in a regular stainless steel. We have them in a dark green painted, a black, and then also in a clear plastic version if you wanted something that you couldn't see quite as much on your roof. And de-icing cables and heat tapes have been very popular. A lot of people put those if they have like a trailer or a modular or a manufactured home. They'll put those on their pipes underneath, maybe in their basement if they don't have the best of insulation. And those heat tapes, you put them on your pipes, and they have a built-in thermostat. So if it gets around freezing, they kick on and they keep your pipes warm, so you don't have to worry about any frozen pipes or leaks when it gets really cold January, February time.
All right. And we have plenty of locations for Sticks and Stuff and like St. Albans, where you are, along with Middlesex, Derby, Swanton, Enosburg, and Rouse's Point. And how does somebody best get in touch with you?
Yeah, so definitely go on sticksandstuff.com. That's the best spot to go. We update the business hours there. We did change to winter hours, so we are open from 7 to 4:30. Nothing has changed on the weekend, so Saturday is still 7 to 4 in the St. Albans location and 8 to 12 on Sunday in the St. Albans location as well. But if you have any questions on specific store hours, just give your local store a call, but just wanted to let people know that we are closing at 4:30 now instead of 5, just so it doesn't catch anybody by surprise.
All right. Well, we'll chat with you again next week right around this time. Kyle, actually, Joel Nashman will be, because I'll be filling in for Lee in the mornings, and Joel will be filling in for me in the afternoons. But someone will chat with you tomorrow, next Monday at this time, and we'll do it then.
Okay. Everybody be safe on your drive home. Take your time.